Palmer United Senator Jackie Lambie's lashed out again at her leader Clive Palmer, as well as her fellow senators. That's twice in one week she's criticised the billionaire politician, this time saying the party won't survive unless it can come up with, quote, with a better bloody plan of attack. Now, Mr. Palmer's not biting, saying he'll deal with it when the party's four parliamentarians are back in the national capital next week. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie is wont to speak her mind.
If the party is going to survive, then they'd better come up with a bloody better plan of attack than what they've been using.
She's standing by her vow to vote against all government legislation until Defence Force personnel are granted a better pay deal. On the ABC 7:30 program last night, she denied the party was split.
No, not that I'm aware of.
But just 4.5 months into a six-year term, she's fired a warning shot at her fellow senators and her leader, refusing to rate their performance.
We'll just see what they're going to do over the next 3 weeks, and then I'll see whether or not they get a glowing endorsement. I won't lie to the Australian people, and I'm not going to sit here and make my pup senators or Clive Palmer look good when I'm not feeling that way about them. I won't do that.
Neither of her Senate colleagues, Dio Wang or Glenn Lazarus, could be contacted. Clive Palmer declined to be interviewed, but says he won't follow Jackie Lambie's agenda and will deal with matters as he sees fit when all four are next in Canberra.
I made a verbal deal with Clive Palmer that I wouldn't leave his party unless I was asked to do so.
One senator who's not in the Palmer party predicts Senator Lambie won't end her term as a pup senator, saying the only question is when she quits. When asked if she wants Mr. Palmer to ask her to resign, this was her answer.
Well, that's up to Clive Palmer.
Neither the government nor the opposition would comment on the record. A coalition insider dubs it eggshell territory for the major parties and Clive Palmer, saying they all know they need her. When Labor and the Greens won't support government legislation, the three Palmer Party senators hold the balance of power. The government source says Senator Lambie also knows they need her. That's why, he says, she can be hairy-chested.
It's up and down with Clive Palmer, so, you know, there's going to be some argy-bargy. I've been very honest about that from the beginning.
Senator Lambie says her party's declining popularity in the polls shows there's a problem somewhere in its leadership.
That's a major issue, and it should be talked about, and it needs to be sorted.
One Labor source says if Senator Lambie asserts her power, it would potentially change the dynamic in the Senate, making it harder for the government to cement deals. Overnight, Jackie Lambie released a statement declaring she wouldn't be bound by Mr. Palmer's renewable energy deal with former US Vice President Al Gore, criticising her leader for not consulting her about the harm it would cause Tasmanian businesses. And she's warned that on any matter of conscience, any political deals the government's negotiated with Clive Palmer would now have to be renegotiated with her to secure her vote.
Alexandra Kirk reporting.